It is 23:30, Universal Time, and here is the news in special English. Israeli officials say a Libyan aid ship that was trying to break Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip will go instead to Egypt. But Libyan organizers say the ship is still traveling to Gaza. The ship's captain told the Israeli Navy by radio Tuesday that he would obey an Israeli order to sail to the nearby Egyptian port of El Arish. Israel's Navy had told the ship's captain that he would not be permitted to land in Gaza. An official at the Libyan organization, Gaddafi International Charity and Development Foundation, confirmed the ship had been ordered by Israel to change direction or face a forceful takeover. But Yusuf Sawani said the ship is traveling to Gaza and would not obey the Israeli order. America's top diplomat says an Iranian nuclear scientist who arrived at the Pakistani embassy in Washington was in the United States of his own free will. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the man, Shahram Amiri, is free to leave. She said he was to travel to Iran on Monday, but could not make all the necessary travel plans. Iran has claimed that the United States kidnapped Mr. Amiri. The nuclear physicist left Iran in 2009. Iran says he was turned over to American intelligence agents while visiting Saudi Arabia. The United States has denied kidnapping him. American Secretary of State Clinton has urged Iraq's political parties to form a coalition government soon. Ms. Clinton spoke Tuesday after talks in Washington with visiting Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari. She said it is important for politicians to settle their differences and form a government. The two main political parties have not agreed on a new government since elections March 7th. In that vote, neither party won a majority in Parliament. Iraq's foreign minister said he believed the parties are doing their best to reach an agreement, especially because of the need to act soon. An Afghan soldier has killed three British troops during a joint security operation in southern Afghanistan. A British Defense Ministry spokesman says the victims were British Gurkha soldiers from Nepal. The spokesman said the Afghan soldier is thought to have planned the attack and that he used a combination of weapons. At least four British troops were wounded. Afghan Army Chief Sher Mohammad Karimi promised to capture the attacker and bring him to justice. A NATO spokesman said the killings were the work of one individual who acted alone and betrayed others with whom he served. The Taliban has said that the soldier fled to an area controlled by militants where he surrendered. The statement has not been confirmed. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. The United States has detained a 12th person in connection with a group of Russian spies that had been operating in the United States. Federal law enforcement officials said Tuesday they are holding a Russian man for immigration violations and expect to expel him. Officials say they began investigating the man several months ago when his name was linked to the other spies. But officials also say they do not have enough evidence to make a criminal case against him. The United States arrested 10 Russian agents last month. They were traded Friday for 4 Russians jailed in Russia on charges of spying for Western countries. Nigeria's finance ministry says the country's state-operated oil company needs billions of dollars to pay its debts. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation asked for $6.6 billion to close the difference between its costs and its earnings. The debt includes $3 billion owed to Nigeria's Federation account. The account provides oil money to federal, state, and local governments. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan dismissed the oil company's former chief in May. Mr. Jonathan also ordered that the company's records be examined. He has promised to reform Nigeria's oil industry, which has been hurt by corruption and years of clashes with militants. The United States says North Korea has asked to postpone a meeting of military officers to discuss the sinking of a South Korean ship. The meeting was to have taken place Tuesday in Panmunjom, on the border between North and South Korea. North Korea canceled the meeting at the last minute, saying it needed more time to prepare. The United States Defense Department says North Korea has asked to meet on Thursday. A new British study says childhood cancer survivors have a greater risk of death from heart attack, stroke, or another cancer as adults. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers at the University of Birmingham carried out the study. It showed the number of early deaths among the cancer survivors was 11 times higher than can be expected from the general population. The researchers say they believe the higher risk is linked to radiation and other cancer treatments received during childhood. The owner of the New York Yankees baseball team, George Steinbrenner, has died at the age of 80. He suffered a heart attack Tuesday at his home in Florida. Mr. Steinbrenner bought the Yankees in 1973. The team won 7 World Series championships under his leadership. Mr. Steinbrenner was known as a demanding and extremely competitive owner. He paid over $8 million for the Yankees and turned the team into a business worth $2 billion. And now, briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. Israeli officials say a Libyan aid ship trying to break Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip will go instead to Egypt. But Libyan organizers say the ship is still traveling to Gaza. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says an Iranian nuclear scientist who arrived at the Pakistani embassy in Washington was not forced to come to the United States. And an Afghan soldier has killed 3 British troops in southern Afghanistan. That's the news in VOA Special English, coming to you from Washington.